Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, mine starts here.
A slew of really interesting stories with Tech Tuesday, Eric Semmel, Tab Computers. Of course, you know him from Computer Talk with Tab, 9 to 11 a.m. on Saturday, but also Tech Tuesday here every Tuesday at 8:20. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Brian. I'm good.
So this isn't necessarily a tech story, but I love it. I want to be able to swear on air, but I didn't warn Matt for the dump button. But the Corporate BS Receptivity Scale. What is it?
Yeah, so I liked it as a tech story because basically the folks at Cornell University have developed a tool that they call the Corporate BS Generator. So basically in my business, we have password generators that hopefully generate random passwords. Well, the folks at Cornell University have developed a tool that is the Corporate BS Receptivity Scale, and basically it'll design corporate jargon. Utter circle back type jargon, synergistic this or that type jargon. And basically then they surveyed 1,000 workers, and turns out that those folks that tend to be receptive to corporate jargon tend to be your worst performers. So if people are saying corporate BS where it makes absolutely, you know, no sense, like synergizing the scalable paradigms, if you start hearing that from your corporate leader, and you tend to follow that type of BS, you probably aren't the best worker. And again,
because you don't know what you're doing, right? You're full of it.
Yeah. You're like, what? Oh, if you're nodding along as you hear that corporate BS being spewed to you, and you're like, yep, that makes perfect sense, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It just reminds me of Clark Griswold there with his boss there for the holiday movie. But you know. Basically, it's BS, right? And Cornell has decided to come up with this technology so you can actually measure your coworker sycophants who really don't know what they're doing as they listen to your corporate BS.
I love it. I love it. If you put it, if you sort of Google, I don't know, Cornell and I guess corporate BS receptivity, you'll get the piece in the Register. It's actually a really good read. I want to move on.
We link all these stories to our site as well for folks, so you don't have to Google it.
Oh, nice. And is that on the Facebook page?
Yep, it'll be on the Facebook page. Yep.
Okay. He's Eric Semmel, and again, he's more organized than me from Tab Computers. Computer Talk with Tab, Saturdays, 9 to 11 here on WTIC. I've had issues. I don't use Alexa at all anymore. I use Siri when I have to, but Siri, honestly, I think, I don't know why Apple's such a great company, but they're terrible with AI, because Siri can't even find names in my contact list. It gives me options outside of that, which is so stupid. But Alexa... they're adding a little bit of sass to Alexa. Is that right?
They are. So if you have an Alexa Plus, you know, and I treat my AI poorly on purpose just to make sure I keep them in their place. Well, they're coming back. It looks like they're going to come back at you. And Alexa Plus now has some more personality types. It's the fourth personality type that's going to join Brief, Sweet, and Chill. And this one's called Sassy. And basically, if you have Amazon Kids enabled, it won't work. And, of course, adults have to go through a security check to make sure you don't mind the occasional bleeped word, as you basically are dealing with now a teen that, you know, just a grumpy teen as your AI. And again, chatting with it, it's, you know, it's going to do the F-bombs, but it'll be bleeped out for you. And, you know, you'll be able to speak less intelligently with artificial intelligence. Welcome to the world we're living in. And but it is interesting that you can set this stuff. I think I've told folks that my Alexa Plus is not named Alexa. It's named Computer. So anytime I watch a sci-fi show, it chimes in, which is quite annoying. But if you want your interactions to be spicy, you can have them now.
Well, I've told Siri to, you know, to kiss off several times, and she just won't engage me, which is it is frustrating, but I wish she would just say, well, I'll try harder next time or something like that. But anyway.
Right. Yeah, that's what Alexa does. It apologizes constantly.
Yeah, well, they need to, because if they want to take over the world, they need to be better. I don't use that stuff very much, so I'm not like a big consumer of it. But you know, it's this Honda EV story is interesting because with gas prices, you know, heading towards $4 and oil hovering around 100, you wonder if there's going to be some sort of EV resurgence. But Honda looks like it's not going to be around for it.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
Yeah, they're canceling three EV lines that were months away from U.S. production. I found that kind of interesting. And again, the technology is very cool with electric vehicles, but it only seems to be able to be affordable if the government props it up. And basically, right. They invested billions to build these things. And there's an Ohio EV hub. And they're going to take a pretty heavy hit here. 2.5 trillion yen, or $15 billion, is what's going to be hitting them for not going this direction. And basically, they've got a few platforms that are based on the GM platform, but this one's going to be Honda's own Zero platform, and they decided to punt. And I mean, hybrid, as far as I'm concerned, is the better solution, so you can go and get your energy however you need it. But I've always said in my program, if we're subsidizing the electric vehicles, if we have to give people who can afford $80,000 electric vehicles a $7,000 subsidy, what are we doing? You know, I mean, if you can afford an $80,000 car, don't ask me as a taxpayer to subsidize your buying of that car. Lovely, enjoy it. But it turns out a Honda can't make any money if they don't get that tax refund or that tax subsidy. So that just tells you if the market doesn't work, why what are we doing?
First of all, plugging
the car into the grid.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think the hybrids too, but I mean Honda makes very good everything. So the assumption I make is those EVs would have been really good. But I also think that developing that technology eventually makes the hybrids better too. You know, because you need to get bigger, better, lighter batteries in your hybrid so they can last longer. So you can just use gas as a backup, basically, right? So, but we'll see. Now this Australia. Data center story. I don't wholly understand it, but it kind of disturbs me. So just explain it.
Yeah, so there's this company in Australia that is working on using biological brain cells to train its AI. And it's creepy. It's called Cortical Labs. It's a data center in Melbourne. And they actually had a story, too, where they actually taught this data center and the AI within it to actually play Doom, which is a very, very old game. If you're a geek like me and you grew up in the 80s, Doom was really cool for its day. Basically, this data center, they have to change the cortical fluid inside the data center on a regular basis. They have to figure out how to get different brain cells in there. They actually have different solutions that they can actually have it calculate based on whatever brain cells you think you want for your study. But a biological computer is what's coming down the pike. So when AI was discussed, let's say 10 or 15 years ago as a thing, you know, oh, it's not coming. Well, here it is. Well, before you know it, they're going to start sticking brain fluid inside these data centers. What could go wrong, Ryan?
What could go wrong, Eric? I don't know. I don't know what could go wrong. Real quick, lastly, this is actors and AI. So they're actually teaching AI how to act.
Well, the funny thing about this is the fact that you can make $78 an hour. So if you're a starving actor and nobody's hiring you and you can sort of hold your skill, there's companies out there that'll pay you. Handshake is one of them that'll actually pay you to add your acting skills so that AI can better interact with us as humans. And $78 an hour is nothing to sneeze at. These companies are growing fast because basically AI needs the smaller, subtle areas of interfacing with humans to actually make us want to use the technology. We just discussed Alexa and how we really don't use the technology that much, right? And you pointed that out. Well, if it has more of a human interface with you, maybe you would, and that's what they're banking on. So you can make $78 an hour. Have you ever been an actor, Brian, in your past?
In high school, I was in two plays, and I tried out for a movie, but I was so bad I didn't get a call back.
You're hired.
It'd be a raise, too. That's really great. Eric, thanks so much. We got to run. We appreciate you, buddy. Hopefully, I'll see you next week.
Talk to you then.